From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on this day in Maine, Friday, October 10th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
The federal government has granted a preliminary permit to developers for the construction of a controversial tidal power dam at the mouth of Cobscook Bay. Nicole Ogrisco has more.
Pembroke Tidal Power Project LLC, a subsidiary of a company known as Nestar Energy, says the dam could eventually generate 87,000 megawatt hours of electricity a year. But the project faces opposition from more than 60 Pembroke residents and the Passamaquoddy tribe at Pleasant Point, who say they're concerned about the potential impacts on fishing, marine life, recreation, tribal resources, and the Cobscook Bay environment. Pembroke residents also argued that the project appears to be nearly identical to one proposed 14 years ago, which failed to secure financing. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, which issued the preliminary permit, says that the developer does not have a license to begin operating yet. It'll first need to conduct a variety of feasibility and impact studies before submitting another application for consideration. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nicole Ogrisco.
The dispute over intertidal land ownership of Moody Beach in Wells has made it to the state Supreme Court. A group of coastal residents and businesses is asking the court to overturn a 1989 decision that says that private land ownership extends to the low tide line. Christopher Kaiser, attorney for Judy's Moody LLC, says the court cannot overturn that decision, as it would result in the taking of private property and make the land publicly owned. If the intertidal zone is to be made public, he says the courts are not the appropriate place to make the change.
There is a political solution here. I believe that was mentioned earlier as well. The state or the town of Wells could buy the land or condemn it through eminent domain.
The justices also questioned if there was the proper standing to bring the lawsuit at all. Other discussion focused on the potential expansion of acceptable public activities in the intertidal zone, from fishing, fowling, and navigating to include walking. The city of Portland is exploring ways to reduce the carbon emissions from large cruise liners docked in port. The city asked Central Maine Power to study the feasibility of creating a transmission system that would allow three cruise ships to get power off the grid and shut down their engines while docked. CMP's Meg Sullivan told members of Portland's Sustainability and Transportation Committee Wednesday that its existing transmission system could not accommodate the required 25 megawatts of power, but she says the company is finalizing a grid update that could handle shore power and increasing demand in the area.
We are creating our solutions for the Portland area that would be able to accommodate the additional 25 megawatts of shore power, plus some of the additional electrification and growth that we are expecting in the area.
Sullivan says that project would take 10 or more years to complete at a cost to the city of $60 million. CMP would incur at least $500 million for the build-out. Expediting a second option that would include a new substation and transmission line would cost more than $300 million and take upwards of 7 years to complete. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 tomorrow morning, your vote interviews with candidates for the U.S. Senate and Maine's 2nd Congressional District. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.